Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, good morning, Chris. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm actually just following up on that conversation we'd had on the 15th. You'd asked me to give you a call back. You wanted to hear a little bit more about the offers, but I wasn't able to get a hold of you.
Yes.
So is this a good time to speak now?
I'm getting ready to step out, but I have just a few minutes here.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I could give you the highlight reel of the offer itself.
Yes.
It was for equipment finance, working capital loans, lines of credit, a pre-approval, actually based upon the relationship that the business has with Dalage Ladin, as well as your Dun & Bradstreet credit profile. Looked like a good candidate, so we had extended that offer. It's good for. Are you familiar with working capital?
No.
Okay, so that
I
was
mean, are
part
you
of.
seeing just like a line of credit
It's somewhat similar, but it's different at the same time. Working capital allows business owners to unlock,
or?
10 to 15% of their top line revenue to use as they see fit for the business. Their short-term loans, normally used for bulk purchasing for inventory, bringing on additional employees, paying down taxes, expansion, things of that nature. Fairly short term in length, 6 months to 18 months. Things of that nature. Does that sound like something that you've dealt with before?
Yes and no. I've typically we would typically just use our line of credit that we have with local banks and stuff. Not really have kind of needed them for, I mean, honestly, I have lines of credit right now that are open, but
Yeah. How much have
not
you
that I
used on
really
those?
use, just because we typically use, our own money, so to speak,
Gotcha. Makes
to
sense.
operate, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
But also it's not always a good thing on certain items. So it's I'm kind of in that in between now, because I feel like everyone's out to kind of send me the same thing, like, hey, we want your business. We see that you're doing well, yada
Right.
yada yada. We want to offer you this. And even my
Yeah.
local bank's like, oh, we can raise this and do this different thing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I don't want to make something available. I just don't know how much, I might, use it right away in the near future, short-term future, or, the year future.
Well, the beauty of this is, we can get you an approval. You take the amount you want. You just have that the residual amount just sitting on the back burner waiting for you. You're not paying on that. So in that essence, it's similar to a line of credit, but we never, can call anything on you, like your traditional bank could. That type of deal. It's unsecured, so it might be a little bit more expensive, but again, it's uncollateralized. We're not, having you put anything up to, lock that money down. And then we also, part of the offer was equipment financing. That's our bread and butter product. We've been doing it for 15 years now. Can confidently say we have some of the better rates in the nation. We don't require a down payment. You can do early payoffs, usually just the first month to get started, and actually have 90-day deferred payment as well. So have that machinery make a little money for you, and then start paying us back. That type of deal. And these are it's more of a traditional 2 to 5 year term.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's kind of your terms on stuff like
Yeah.
that?
And rates start low single digits. To give you a concrete number, it'd have to, we look at time and business, credit, things of that nature. But it typically starts about 4%. Okay. But yeah. If I don't know, did you receive the actual copy? I could email you a digital highlight reel, basically, of that same offer.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could send me something, I'll be honest with you. What was your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Zach.
Zach, that's right. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, Zach, I'm in the middle of settling with an investment property next week. And then also on my own, my wife and I are building our house later this fall. So we've
Oh,
been
nice.
kind of in the middle of starting our construction loan on that. And so just I have a lot of things kind of going on right now, and that's kind of why I asked you to give me a ring back and on the 15th. And I appreciate you getting back to me. So it's
Absolutely.
definitely something I'm interested in, and I appreciate you calling me and talking to me, aside from just sending me something in the mail and say, oh, you're pre-approved for this and that.
Right.
So I do have an interest for certain things of that sort.
Okay.
I just don't know if it would be in the next couple weeks here, but
Okay.
I definitely, once kind of because basically what I'm saying is I don't want it to affect anything that I've already given them to settle, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, like my 1120S, and they've already pulled my credit and things like that, and all my numbers are good and things of that sort. It's not a worry there, but, you know, it's construction loan with a local bank is like they look at every little detail, and it's like, oh, they see something was pulled, or they're looking at something. They're like, what's this about? And then it holds things up, and then I've been down that road before.
You know what? You're not the first customer to say that. I mean, some are saying they almost require a blood sample at this point.
I mean, it's nuts. I mean, it's like, oh, well, you know, we can't count all of that dividends to you. And I'm like, oh, well, really? Because I'm the only owner of this, you know, S corporation. So that's the whole point of me doing so.
Right.
And it's just nuts trying to explain it to some of these people, because they just go down the list of items that they ask, and they don't know why they're asking for them, but they're just wanting them.
Yeah.
What the requirements are.
Yeah, and then you know, these people pulling on your credit, bringing your credit score down, and you're just like, what the heck's going on here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I am interested, and I would like to, you know, kind of review, if you do want to send me something over, I can review what you just discussed, and to see what would be better, a better option for me, because we are getting to a point where, like, I just, through my local bank, I just, you know, sent them an invoice for a truck, a new truck to buy. And they, you know, they're pretty quick. They usually give me something back in, you know, 3 or 4 days. You know, they'll have the funds in my account, and, you know, I go purchase the truck.
Excellent.
But there are going to be some larger pieces, because we're kind of changing, I don't want to say changing avenues, more I should probably say adding avenues of home building. And so I have a whole division there where I probably need some equipment to fill in that side of things.
And they're probably going to want to look at full financials for those larger items. It's going to, you know, it's a longer, more longer process, I would imagine, as well.
Well, as far as as far as home building was, I was going to say is I'm actually became a preferred builder for a local modular company.
Oh, great.
To be their GC. So. Excellent. We're kind of my house is included in one of those, and that's kind of how I got hooked up with them. Is they were like, "Well, you're a general contractor. Do you plan to do your own? So do you want to do some for us?" And so I'm kind of getting into the beginnings of that, and actually have a meeting on Friday with them. But there's things like, you know, a telescopic forklift that needs to be involved, you know, for that crew of guys, and just different stuff where I'm going to start to have to. It's kind of a commitment or an investment, should I say?
Right.
With them. So I am going to be in need of, it seems like, your services that I would, you know, be fine with, you know, using you guys.
Okay.
But it's probably going to be realistically in a month or so, once kind of the dust settles for me here in the next couple of weeks on finalizing a couple kind of personal loans.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a full dance card right now, you know, and
yes,
I will be here when the dust does settle to help you out. Yeah, I understand. I actually was a finished carpenter, did cabinet installation and like high-end finished carpentry for about 12 years now. So I definitely understand, you know, the things that you're going through right now with regards to the home building and all that good stuff. I can identify. Definitely.
Yes, and so it's kind of the new thing of everybody, you know, the modular companies are like, you know, they want to get away from the cookie cutter, and they're like, oh, well, you know, everybody wants custom. So essentially what we're doing is we're saving 2 months on the job site, letting them build it in-house. And, you know, you might have one house that takes, I call it, 8 different boxes, and you put it together. Yeah. And in the long run, you know, we're cutting out ceilings, we're cutting out, you know, walls, and we're putting in, you know, exposed wood beams and, you know, raw hardwoods for the customer instead of all the pre-finished and different sort of things like that. And they're kind
of cool. You are
it's a good,
it's like custom, yeah, for real.
Exactly. It is. It's we're some of the jobs I'm just getting the shell. And like I said, the real thing is they're kind of selling us is that, hey, look, you know, we're doing custom homes. It's just, we're taking out that 2 month process of, you know, you doing, you know, we're cutting out about 2 months, because when my plumber comes in, he doesn't have to plan for his guy to be there for 2 weeks, you know, working around, you know, this guy
or the cabinet guys.
Exactly. And then he's waiting on this. And so he's got, you know, if he knows he's going to be there 3 weeks and he's got 8 days of kind of extras in there because he doesn't know, to where when this is set, everything is down into the basement or the crawl space, and he knows he has 2 or 3 days. It's already been done by the modular builder.
It's all laid out for him. He's just got to attach everything, basically.
Exactly. Gotcha. So you're saving time and costs that they're charging you for that. Mm-hmm. Inspections. I don't have to, you don't have to worry with that because they handle all their inspections. And basically, if my local inspector wants to drive up there and check it out, he can do so. But it's not something where they're like, oh, we're waiting on the inspector to show up before we can wire the bathroom.
Yeah.
They kind of have a way of doing it without having to deal with that. So,
that sounds like a pretty good setup that they have going on there.
Yeah. It was a business that was in business for about 60 years, and then two guys had bought it from the original owner and kind of just doing some changeovers of certain things. And mm-hmm. It's definitely a good model. Like I said, the savings on my own house was great. So I figured I'd give them a shot and we'll see what happens.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yep. So I am going to be in the need of certain things like that. And, it might be of, a deposit for, basically a home. A deposit for that to carry until my customer, I hit this draw model when my foundation's in. So definitely, I'm definitely interested. And I've definitely kind of been keeping on in the back of my mind that, this summer I got to get some things set up, for this fall. My first delivery is actually my own in August, and I have a second in September, and then my third one's in November. I'm going to have a busy kind of second half of the year as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, you said you can put one of those up and together and have it livable in 2 months or three months?
Yep. But wow. Usually from the time it shows up on the tractor trailers and we're setting with the crane on top of your basement or foundation, mm-hmm. usually say you're livable in about 30 to 60 days.
That is pretty awesome. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Very nice.
If you want to check them out, it's Foremost, Foremost, Foremost Industries.
Foremost Industries.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that just in Maryland, or is that...
They're actually out of Greencastle, PA, and they kind of serve the whole Delmarva area.
Gotcha.
To my understanding, there's companies like them all across the country, but this company is just trying to do a little bit more, customization of allowing the builder to do a lot of stuff on site instead of kind of your typical...
You have three choices.
...modular home, that's coming preset, it's done, you're ready to move into it and go. Mm-hmm. And, with carpet and everything in there, they're kind of allowing, hey, if you want granite countertops, then, get with your builder. We'll just leave them out and not put laminate countertops in it.
Now, do you guys are they doing custom cabinetry as well and all that good stuff?
They are. They have a local company that's out of West Virginia, I believe, that does the cabinets.
Uh-huh.
It's actually, I think they're craft-made cabinets, which, is actually in Lowe's and all those places, too.
Are those the ones that are made in China?
Craft-made? I don't know, actually. Maybe I might be thinking of a different name than what they actually carry.
Yeah.
Could be. Craft-made could be. I'm thinking, I know they have a company that, and maybe they just assemble them there. I don't know. They're out of West Virginia.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, well, what? That it sounds like a really good deal. Are you guys just backlog with people wanting to jump into these homes or build these homes?
They are. I mean, a lot of it hasn't been from just my sales. Mm-hmm. I kind of had two customers of my own that had heard that I was doing mine, and they're like, oh, well, we've been wanting to do it. If you're doing yours, we want you to do ours too, type of deal.
Oh, great.
And other than that, I've already gotten about three inquiries straight from Foremost. It seems like the customer base is kind of Foremost is doing a lot of their own sales and, pitching it, and it's they're basically just passing it to a builder. They used to do a lot of the subcontract is basically you as a homeowner would just pay Foremost, uh-huh. and, a general contractor would come out and do everything. Well, now they're kind of pushing as look, this is what you want, but once we turn it over and deliver it, it's up to the builder. So
right.
they're kind of trying to just subsidize it a little bit to where they're not having to handle it all the way to the end process of permits when there's not a need to. They'd rather set you up with a builder and just deliver the home and they can kind of go back to building.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it sounds like a really good model now that you talk about that. Absolutely. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate your time today. I know that you're headed out the door. If I could grab that email address from you, I'll put together the packet of info for you, and then
shoot that out to you. It's Beachy, B-E-A-C-H-Y, companies, with I-E-S,
okay,
at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. Did you, by chance, were there specific pieces of equipment that you had your eye on? I know you said a forklift,
like a telescopic forklift. Yep, was looking at one of those. I mean, I have other stuff, like dump trucks. And I don't know how that works for autos of what you typically do, or if it's just equipment, or...
We do anything, you know, anything that, you know, can't be bolted down as far as equipment is concerned. Vehicles, okay. You know, machinery to help with the building process, compressors, you know, whatever you need, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So we cover the full
spectrum. Most of my stuff would probably be bigger ticket items, and so that's why I don't know what kind of terms you would do on, you know, if it was like a triaxle dump truck. You know, I don't intend to get one new, but, you know, were new, that would be like $150,000, $160,000. So I don't know if you term those out a little bit longer.
60 months would probably be the longest term.
Okay.
60 months. Yeah, we do you new and used. It's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can include all that in the highlight reel. I'm going to email over to you.
Yep. And you said, so that you did say, though, that there is line of credit options to use just on like a simple interest rate, or are you more the other type of loan that you explained?
Well, with the working capital, we can get you approved for a large amount. You don't have to take that full amount. You take what you need at that time, and then we can have the rest of the amount sitting on that back burner for you, and you're not paying on that. When you can just reach back out to us and say, hey, I need another 20 grand or 30 grand, then we can just go ahead and make that available to you since you've already been approved for it.
Okay, so you'll come up with an approved number, and
yes, beforehand.
You know, once you have that, that's kind of like basically my line.
Yeah,
but I just use it as needed.
Exactly, and again, they're short term. We can revisit, these loans halfway through, bring you on more money, extend your terms. So there's a lot of options there. Once we get that approval for you, it's just a matter of what's going to work best for the business.
Okay.
All righty. Any other questions while I have you on the phone? I know I've kept you a little longer than maybe you wanted.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I just actually drove to where I needed to be, and I'm getting ready to step out, so it kind of worked out.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, I actually am pretty good on that, Zach. I appreciate your time.
All right, Chris. I'll shoot that over to you, and then follow up with you tomorrow.
I probably would wait a little bit. Like I said, I'll review it. If I have any questions, I'll definitely send them over to you.
Absolutely.
But like I said, before I kind of do some credit pulls and things like that, I need to wait, a few weeks to get everything squared away.
I understand completely. I understand. So maybe, how about I give you a call a week from now? Just touch base and see if you had any questions. Make sure you receive the information.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, Chris. Well, again, I appreciate your time today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and good rest of your week.
Thanks, Zach.
All right. Take care, Chris.
Bye.